Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning to you. It is your girl, Miss Coco, and you're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com or the Minute Power Network. This is Inspirational Monday, and today we are a little bit somber today due to this morning I woke up to the passing news of film director John Singleton. He passed away this morning, and after suffering from a stroke, a massive stroke, about a week ago. And his family told, reported this morning that he passed away, that he transitioned over this morning, early this morning. And we want to send our prayers and condolences out to the family. We actually have more news that we're going to share and talk about on our Wednesday show. But for right now, we want to take a moment to pay give a moment of silence to John Singleton. Okay, so once again, we want to send our prayers and condolences out to the family of John Singleton. If you don't know who John Singleton is, John Singleton is a film director, and he directed films like Boys in the Hood, Baby Boy, Poetic Justice, which actually, and also Higher Learning, and the list goes on and on and on. He's produced a lot of films, directed a lot of films for our culture, for the African-American culture. But one of my favorites is has to be Poetic Justice, although I like Boys in the Hood as well. Soundtrack was banging, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, I love Poetic Justice. I believe that was his first, romantic film. And then after that, he had Baby Boy, which was featured Taraji B. Henson. So definitely want to celebrate and remember his life as we continue to go forward in this week. I know it's going to be hard sometimes for those who were fans of his work, and a lot of you are going to be mourning and sad, you know, and probably going to be watching all of his movies. I believe last night TV1 actually aired Poetic Justice last night. You know, a lot of people worked with him, like Ice Cube, of course, Taraji P. Henson and Tyrese, Omar Epps. Like, there was so many people that work with him. He is actually the one to put Ice Cube in Boys in the Hood. You know, that was Ice Cube's very first movie, and John Singleton is the one who put him in there. You know, Tupac, you know, the late great Tupac. I mean, the list goes on and on. So there's going to be a lot of people, you know, a lot of people that he worked with. You know, he dated Tyra Banks at one point during the Higher Learning hike. You know, it's like so much stuff that went on. You know what I'm saying? So many people that are really mourning right now. So, but not to worry that he's in a much better place. like all of our loved ones are in a much better place. You know, they're not worrying about the things that are going on here that we still have to deal with. They are at peace, you know, and they are they're not suffering from any illnesses or ailments or diseases. You know, they're no longer suffering. They're actually they're in a better place, in a better living, a better life than we are spiritually. You know, absent from the body, but continues to live on spiritually. So we're gonna get into our inspiration on Monday here today. You know, I'm preparing for graduation next week, and you know, I've been, you know, been looking at, you know, this accomplishment that I've reached in my life where, you know, it's been a long time coming. You know, I have always wanted to receive my degree, and, you know, with life, you know, things happen to where it puts that off on, you know, it puts it off on hold. However, now that moment has come to where, you know, since 2015, you know, I began my journey, and now it is 2019, and I've reached my fullest, one of my accomplishments. And when you reach that accomplishment in your life, you often probably wonder, okay, what am I going to do next now that I've reached this goal? What's my next goal? You know, we have a lot of things that are on our list that we want to accomplish, you know, before it's too late. As long as you still have breath in your body, you're going to always have time to accomplish it. May not be as much time as you would like it to be, but you still have time to try to get those things accomplished and done. You know, I never thought that this moment would actually, well, I knew it was coming, but to actually begin to see it come to fruition, it's like, it doesn't have me scared or anything, but it has me anticipating. And, you know, for that moment, like, I cannot wait to see the moment that I walk across the stage to receive my diploma, my degree in my hand, you know, and I worked so hard. You know, the classes that I took were not easy, you know, well, my degree program is the communications with a concentration in professional writing, and it wasn't easy. The journey was not easy by far, but it was all worth it because I've seen myself grow. I've seen myself develop, you know, a newfound respect for those who are, you know, my fellow colleagues in radio communications and in writing and media, period. You know, that this job, there comes a lot responsibilities with this position, with this field, and I am just so grateful to God that He has given me the opportunity. Well, He has laid out this opportunity for me, you know, because I was in search of a school. Like, you know, I didn't want to go back to a brick and mortar because I felt like I wasn't going to get a clear understanding, you know, and I like to have that one-on-one, you know, that I like to do things myself. I like to teach myself. And so I have been in search for school. And so I'm watching TV one day, and all of a sudden this commercial comes on, and it's an advertisement about Southern New Hampshire University. And I'm like, I never heard of the school, number one. And I've attended online school. You know, I've looked at other online schools, but this is one that never showed up. It always had been University of Phoenix, There was even a school that I was looking into that was in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, by the name of Drexler University. I looked at that one. Also looked at Ashford University. The thing with Ashford, and not to beat them down, but I had to be in a certain area. I couldn't go to school from where I was at the time, and I had to relocate. I'm like, oh man, this makes no sense. So, although that school was okay. It was only 5 weeks long for each class, but my heart wasn't in it at that time. My heart wasn't in it because I had just wrapped up going to American Broadcasting School, and so my heart wasn't in it. So when you ever get when you're like you're trying to accomplish something in your life, it's always good for you to find something that your heart is going to be into. Delve into, put your heart into it. If you're going to do it, your heart has to be into it. You know what I'm saying? If your heart is not into it, then you're not going to accomplish it. You know what I'm saying? Your heart has to be into whatever it is that you are trying to achieve in life. Whether it be career, family, personal life, your personal life. Whatever it is that you have, those goals that you have, your heart has to be in it. Because if your heart is not in it, it's not going to happen. It won't happen. So my heart wasn't into school, and so I took that time off just to really to get myself aligned. And I felt like I needed to be aligned, personally and professionally. I just, continued to work on the show, continued to develop my writing. I published my book, my first book during that time. I have relocated again. It was like back and forth between California and Mississippi. And it was like, I just needed to get somewhere where I could be stable. Then finally I became stable. Then, like I said, dealing with personal things in my life. And I said, I got to get myself together. So I began the journey. And I saw the school, did research, talked to the recruiters, and went from there. And now I've reached the point where it's over. So it's like, what are you going to do next? What's your next thing? What is your next? Well, the next goal is to continue to build my brand and continue to just go from there, And whatever else God has laid out for me, the plans that He has for me, I'm going to walk that path. You have to walk your path that God has laid out for you. Put your heart into it. Align up with Him. Seek Him for the answers that you're looking for. Seek Him in everything. You may be in limbo, like, well, I don't know if I should go in this direction or if I should go in that direction. I don't know which direction I should go into, what direction I should go to. Well, you all seek Him. Ask Him to give you wisdom, guidance, on the direction that will be good for you. We talk about this all the time, and anything that you're doing, you have to seek God. Can't seek nobody else. You can ask and get others' opinions, but you have to seek God first. You have to seek Him first on that, on what it is your next step. What's your next goal? Because if you don't, then, what's the point? What's the point? So anyways, we're going to take a break, but we're going to come back with more Inspirational Monday here on the Midnight Coco Show on blogtalkradio.com on the Men Empowered Network. So keep it locked. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back. All right,
I'm fine. Praise the high bash and shy man. Yeah.
Every day and every way. All I know is discipline. And the laws are the most high. That's right. Every day and every way. All I know is discipline. And the laws are the most high. That's right. Thy righteousness, it's an everlasting righteousness. And thy law is the truth. That's right. Thy righteousness, it's an everlasting righteousness. And thy law is the truth. That's right. All I know is discipline. All I know is discipline. If I fall, praying to a higher, please forgive my sins. With your spirit trying to take me down, I ain't giving in. Evil thoughts run up in my mind, I ain't listening. In this world that we living in, you gotta be different. Set apart, can't follow the crowd. War on to the proud, praise the higher. Ain't no other judge sitting up above your judgments. I always righteous, your loving kindness. I rhyme cause you're merciful and try. Singing praises to your name, every verse I spit for you. You the God of all gods, so I'm serving only you. You the power of Yeshua, that's the word that came from you. That's your everlasting righteousness, your law, it be the truth. Prepare my soul for temptation when I'm walking in the truth. Listening to the spirit in me, so I'm cautious when I move. Need your discipline and wisdom, so I'm calling out to you. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, every day and every way. All I know is discipline. And the laws are the most high. That's right. Every day and every way. All I know is discipline. And the laws are the most high. That's right. Thy righteousness, it's an everlasting righteousness. That's right. And thy law is the truth. That's right. Thy righteousness, it's an everlasting righteousness. And thy law is the truth. That's right. What is sin? Sin is transgression of the law. 1 John 3:4. That's a message to us all. I did not know lust, had no knowledge of the best. Till the law has said, what? Thou shalt not covet. Is the law sin? No. Oh no, God forbid. Don't you know the new covenant? He wrote his laws within. In our inward part, meaning written in our heart. Violate your own conscience, Holy Spirit will depart. I don't think that they comprehend it, but you know we're not pretending. We don't really care about much if it's not commandment. And if it's not the law, I really can't rock with y'all. If you ain't linking precepts, you need to lock your jaw. I'd rather have wisdom before it rock your arm. I'd rather have understanding before it watch that flaw. That ain't gonna save you. When they dropping bombs, that ain't gonna stop the shot. You can come and chop them all. Every day and every way. All I know is discipline. And the laws are the most high. That's right. Every day and every way. All I know is discipline. And the laws are the most high. That's right. Thy righteousness, it's an everlasting righteousness. And thy law is the truth. That's right. Thy righteousness, it's an everlasting righteousness. And thy law is the truth. That's right.
Shout out my op, Mike, man. Yeah, you know what it is, man. Praise the Holy Bashir. Pray what he got to me, name is Shufa. Yeah. Shout out all the bros, man. Hey, all we know is discipline. That's right, that's right. All I know is discipline. That's right, that's right. Yeah, Shufa.
The master of deception, the infamous lord of illusion, shape-shifting to the most beautiful angel, causing confusion, governing our minds since we born. Shape to form, our ideas are not our own, but electrical method dawn that I can sense rapid changes, but the brain cannot equate them fast enough, so the program me sits in the sedation, failing to synchronize the frequency can cause seizures, demons transferring through the flicker rate, and they can seizure. UFOs have the same abducting procedures. Dynamic chariots take the brain on transit to Azabeth, the modern phrase for what we will call channeling. We don't struggle with flesh and blood, but spiritual battle and our perception is imagineer. Here's where it get weird. Babylon, it's that pretty woman. You're Richard Greer. Make you obey like that clothing line. Sheeple must adhere. Soon as the beast premieres, you must run and tell your peers. Ain't no satanic symbolism, soon as it appears. Idolize this idol here, cause they fly in a leer. And you could beat this too, just give your soul to the cashier. Lure your people here into this flaming pier, right here.
I want you to know, I want you to know, I want you to know.
We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Cocoa Show here on blogtalkradio.com on the Minute Power Network. It is Inspirational Monday. Here to inspire you each and every week. Give you some hope and motivation to be the best that you can be. Take life one day at a time. Live your best life. Find the joy and the peace in life. Go after your accomplishment. Go after those things that you want to accomplish in life. The things that you desire to do. Those things are the things that you need to go after. And do it with no regret. You know, I don't regret anything that I've gone through in my life. All of the things that I've experienced in my life, I don't regret those things. They were life lessons that I will take with me for the remainder of my life, you know, for as long as I'm here on this earth. Knowing that everything has a purpose and a reason. And everything has a season. And I'm in the season of living. Living a life that I believe has been laid out for me by God. And I talk about God so much because if it hadn't been for him, you know, I think I would have gone a long time ago. If you know my story, where in 2005, I almost checked out of here due to, you know, a loss of my hemoglobin, and it was so scary during that time to where I was like, I gotta live, I gotta start living and doing the things that I need to do. I gotta get back into my being a go-getter, you know. I gotta be that go-getter that I used to be, you know, and going after what I want to go after, you know. So, and not, you know, not being afraid to do it. We often let fear cripple us from going after the things that we feel in our heart is for us, you know, it's something that we want to do. And we become crippled by fear and doubt and everything that is so, that is negative, that hinders us from achieving it. You know, before you know it, years pass by and it's like, well, what happened to those years that I had? You know what I'm saying? I was 28 years old, I believe, and that same year I lost a friend of mine earlier that year. Like, it was so much going on in that year. It was just like, it seemed like every attack was on me. And I had to surrender and say, you know what, God, I hear you. I see you. And I started from that day forth, after all of that went down in 2005, you know, with my health, it was like, I had to get on track. And I started saying, you know what, I'm not going to allow anything to hinder me. You know, I got on a plane in 2004, traveled to Phoenix, Arizona, and, you know, I'm like, okay, I enjoyed traveling. Like, I never thought I would enjoy traveling. I didn't enjoy the weather in Phoenix, but I enjoyed traveling, seeing something different, being experiencing something that I never experienced. And since then, I never stopped. 2006, moved to California for a little bit. And it's like, okay, you know, that experience, you know, tried out for American Idol. Yes, I tried out for American Idol. Like, I did things that I never thought that I would do. I went after those things. You know, I went after it. And, you know, trying out for American Idol, although I didn't make it through the second round, but I did it. You know what I mean? I tried it. I went after it. Said, you know what? I'm going to try this, you know, and see, just see what happens. You know, after that, I did a lot of different, like I said, I was back and forth between California and, you know, Mississippi, and, you know, I met a lot of people over the years. You know, I did events, I went to events. Like, I did a lot of things that, like, it was just, it wasn't mind-boggling, but it was like, I never thought that I would. You know what I'm saying? And so we have to have that type of attitude to where, if we want to get out there, you know, you become stagnant and live and stay in one place. It's like, you've been on this earth for how long and you never been anywhere? Like, my next thing is, like, I've traveled all over the U.S., almost all over the U.S. And now I want to start traveling abroad. That's the next thing. I want to start traveling abroad. And I'm telling you, traveling, seeing the world from different perspectives and angles, it's like, wow. You know, so, and doing different things in your life. you know, going after, if you've always wanted to go back to school, it's never too late. There have been people who've gone back to school like in their 80s, who've gone to school in their 80s and have received their degrees. Don't hinder your life. You know what I'm saying? You can't hinder your life. And then you also have to surround yourself with people who are going to encourage you and push you to do the things that you want to do. If you want to sing, go ahead and sing. If you want to write, go ahead and write. Start writing. Learn about how the different techniques of writing. Go to school for writing. There are a lot of things out there that you can do. There's online writing school. There's everything that you can do. You know what I'm saying? You want to get, you want to become a makeup artist. Watch tutorials of other people doing it. You start your own tutorial. You know what I'm saying? There's so many things that you can do that, you know, that's out there, so much available that you put this. Only thing that's stopping you is you. You know, you're the only person that stops you from doing the things that you have to do. You know what I'm saying? You know, you have to find a way, figure out a way, and to accomplish those things. You know what I'm saying? Google is available every day. All you have to do is pick up your phone and Google it. How to do this? How to do? You know what I'm saying? You can even ask Alexa. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's so many different things that you can do. All you have to do is do them. Don't allow your life to be put on hold because of fear or anything else. Okay? We're going to take another break, but we're going to come back with more Inspirational Monday here on the Midnight Cocoa Show on blogtalkradio.com. This is your girl, Miss Cocoa. Hit me up on Twitter at Midnight Cocoa. Find us on Instagram at Radio Cocoa. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/Cocoa Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back to give you more inspiration. All right. Hold tight.
It's the fear of being alone. Discombobulates many in relationships, and it can grip you so tight you can barely breathe. To take a breather, will he love me if I give him love back in return? And will she like me if I don't eat sushi? Man, why can't people just be themselves? Either you are going to be accepted or you are not. And there are so many other competitors out there competing for the exact same spot. Why can't I just embrace you and all of your flaws, be they good or bad? And pure acceptance is something that we both never had. Love games are being played like a professional game of blackjack. There are so many losers, but only one can take home all of the winning. Wow, things are crazy out here. And I guess that's what got everyone walking around in fear. All of the ones who are faithful, devoted, selfish, and unselfish are all trying hard to hold on to the love they all felt were real. But the tides came in too soon and washed away their desire to feel. and fear. It's a powerful word when given authority to rule over hearts and minds, both near and far. That one true love seems so distant, yet so close. And if only the fear would leave long enough for you to just grab a hold. I know it's within your grasp, just be pressing towards your goal. Anger, abuse, deceitfulness, neglect, and infidelities are all being presented for all the hard work and time that you put into the job of being monogamous. The fear, it's almost suffocating, like you're having a panic attack for the very first time when you think about all the hurt and pain love has brought to the righteous lovers out here. Every time you try to do a little better to make a wiser choice in a mate, here it comes again. It's fear. Maybe, just maybe, this time you will be perfect. And maybe, just maybe, this time you will get it right. It's that on your mind like it's a leech all day and while you are sleeping in your bed at night. But there's a golden day up ahead where you will be accepted for what and whom you truly are. No more fear will be needed. You will be healed from all of your wounds. You can now rest easily. Hold your head up high. You're no longer stressed or worried about rejection. The gift from the Almighty has been placed so close to your face you can taste it. You see that there's no need for you to be afraid. Let go of the pain. That mountain has already been climbed too many times. And this time you took the better route, leaving the fear far, far behind. Fear, it discombobulates many in relationships and it can grip you so tight you can barely breathe. Don't let fear keep you from receiving the gift that God has for you. You're either going to be accepted or you are not. It's the fear of being alone. It can keep you.
Bahasa. Shem Yeshaya, Wakwadashrawa. You can find me in my Mitri one day preaching on your block. Pushing truth, we never stop. Wonder why my music fire. The spirit been on me heavy, y'all glory be to a higher. Ha! Woke up on the Sabbath, called my brother Meech. Told him grab his Bible, let's go hit the streets. Bust open the scriptures, let the people know. They been holding on to lies, it's time to let them go. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. How you know they need you, that's why we got that calling. Christ commanded us to go wake up the lost sheep. So if you with it, then let's get it, watch them boys preach.
I'm a soldier for a higher, bringing nothing but that fire. Exposing all you liars, going in like a shire. Once I hit them with them precepts, I notice how they be trembling. Truth be cut in their spirits, I have them all in their feelings. Believe it or not, that is your choice, I'm only informing y'all. So if any man wanna be foolish, let them be foolish, I'm moving on. Ain't got time for no stiff neck, only looking for those who wanna know. Instead of debating, let's look in the book and see whatever you saying, bro. Like the real Jews, who are they? Deuteronomy 28, let's read the curses, look at the history and see who fits in the earth today. We the only nation out of all nations that was stripped of everything that we had. They gave us this and they gave us that. Why lie when I can show the facts? So go.
Woke up on the Sabbath, called my brother Meech. Told him grab his Bible, let's go hit the streets. Bust open the scriptures, let the people know. They been holding on to lies, it's time to let them go. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. How you know they need you, that's why we got that calling. Christ commanded us to go wake up the lost sheep. So if you with it, then let's get it, watch them boys.
I'm sick of the lie, sick of them calling us out of our name, keeping us blind, telling us that it don't matter, how it don't matter when all of us scatter. Turning our back on a higher, not keeping this law, so we put us in bondage, and ever since then, these nations been laughing at us, I'm glad that they think this shit funny. Psalms 83, 1 through 12, told it all in verse 4. Come, let us cut them off, that they be a nation no more. They came together under one agreement to enslave. Deuteronomy 28, 6 to 8, transatlantic slave trade. Don't forget, Joel, chapter 3, a must read for you and me, so we can see the prophecy unfold. A true story untold. OMG, how cold. Through the spirit of the Most High, now we know we the people. Oh, go!
Woke up on the Sabbath, called my brother Meech. Told him grab his Bible, let's go hit the streets. Bust open the scriptures, let the people know. They been holding on to lies, it's time to let them go. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. How you know they need you, that's why we got that calling. Christ commanded us to go wake up the lost sheep. So if you with it, then let's get it, watch them boys preach.
We're back. You're listening to the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com. Inspirational Monday. Inspiring you each and every week here on the Men in Power Network. Today, just want to encourage you to continue to go after your dreams, your goals that you want to accomplish in your life. Not allow fear to hinder you or even life stop. You know, we always say, oh, we're so busy, we can't do this, we can't do that. You, if you really want it, you will make the time. If you really want to do it, you will make the time for it. You know, stop using your being so busy be your hindering, your stumbling blocks to keep you from doing what you have to do or doing what you want to do. You know, we can't use that excuse anymore to say, oh, well, I'm so busy, I have so much going on and this and that and this. Is it necessary? Sometimes there are things that you're doing to keep yourself busy, or you're always so busy that actually not really that important. It can wait. Those, some of those things that you're doing that keep you so busy, from spending time with your family, from reading that book or writing that book or writing that song or singing that song, going here and there, traveling with your friends, going to see the world, doing those things that you know that you would love to do, being so busy with this and that and the third, it's like you make your busy, your busy life be a priority when, you know, going after, you know, traveling and taking a day off, taking a break just to breathe. You know what I'm saying? It hinders you from doing those things. It hinders you from breathing, you know, being so busy. So take a moment and really see, like, is this something that I want to continue to do? Is this a job that I want to continue to be on? What really makes me happy? Do I want to do something that really makes me happy? You know, like, really sit down, figure it out, talk it out, seek God, go after your dreams, go after your goals, those things that you want to achieve, those things that you are so in tune wanting to do and love wanting to do, and, you know, go after those things. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I love to travel. I've been traveling for the past, I've really been traveling for the past 2.5 years. But I love to travel. I like to visit and see new things and see new places, you know. I love writing. And I think that's what I may do. My next thing that I want to do is I actually want to write a book from the things that I've seen and just embellish from those things that I've gone, the places that I've gone to, you know, and incorporated that into my writing, the places that I've seen so far. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things that you want, that you could do, you know what I'm saying? So don't allow fear hinder you. Don't allow being so busy hinder you. Don't allow just life, period, hinder you from achieving your goals. You know, even when you're on your current job and you have your coworkers that seem to dampen your spirits, don't allow them to hinder your joy, to stop you from being happy and full of life. Always have to keep that in the back of your mind, that you can do anything and be anything that you want to do and do what you want to do. But you cannot let anything or anyone hinder you. You know, in the next week, I'll be attending my graduation, my college graduation. And, you know, this journey has been a tough one, but yet an enlightening one, and one that brings me great joy, because I thank God that I was able to, you know, to achieve it, that He gave me the ability to achieve one of my biggest goals, you know. And if I can achieve it, you know, if I can achieve this, I can achieve anything. If I can accomplish one of my biggest goals, then I can accomplish my next big goal. I can do anything. I can do anything. With Christ who strengthens me. As long as God gives me strength and continues to give me breath each and every day, I can do all things. I can do all things. Nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. When you have faith and hope and belief that all things can be possible, It can. It can be possible. You can start seeing things come into fruition. Never thought I would meet the people that I met. Never thought I would see the things that I've seen. Because there's a scripture that says, I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. That scripture is one that I add to my daily life, along with I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. I can do all things through him that strengthens me. Nothing is impossible. With God on your side, everything is possible. Everything is possible. So that's going to do it for your girl here on the Midnight Cocoa Show on blogtalkradio.com for this inspirational Monday. Today, take some time out. Think about the things that you want to achieve in your life. Think about the goals that you want to set. Think about the life that you want to live. Think about the things that you've always dreamed about doing. Dreamed of seeing, dreamed of wanting to happen for you or for even your family. Think about those things. Then set out on a mission to achieve them. You're not in the, you know, pushing back fear and doubt and all the negative things that come along with that. Even pushing some people that oh, you can't do that. That's not possible. You need to be more realistic. Don't allow those things to hinder you. Don't allow those negative or those naysayers stop you from doing what you know or you feel in your heart is best for you. Go after your dream. Become a go-getter. And watch everything manifest into fruition for you. Until then, feel free to be you and live for today like it's the last. Because life has the struggles, but always take a sip of cocoa and guess what? You will be all right. I am your girl, Miss Coco, for the Midnight Coco Show here on blogtalkradio.com or the Minute Power Network. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you back here next time. Peace.
I never said I was perfect. I just wanna serve. I just wanna serve. I just wanna serve. I never said I was perfect. I just wanna serve. I just wanna serve. I just wanna serve. I never said I was perfect. I just wanna serve. I just wanna serve. I just wanna serve. I never said I was perfect. I just wanna serve. I just wanna serve. I just wanna serve him.
I never said that I was perfect. I done been bought with a price.
It's nice to see I'm worth it.
Yeah. Knowledge is our riches. We are fixing to go splurging. Yeshua done changed my heart to say you be my surgeon. Soon we gon' be taking flight like a sky surgeon. Try to fit something to you, but you really wanna talk.
Can I please just get a word in?
Following the shepherd, why you separate from the herd, man? Yeah, I'm steady yelping, but
I don't think that they heard, man.
Nah. A higher, they don't fear you. Why they falling back? I'm trying to be near you. They so blind, how can I give them a clear view? Standing right in front of the light like how them dead do. Uphill battle, now I am in gear 2. Never sway unless it is a higher who I veer to. Pay no attention to the lies of the truth, that's where my ears do. A higher, a sure, a higher is who I share my spirit.
I never said I'm a virgin. I just wanna serve him.
I feel him in my spirit. Demons can't get near it, but they don't even hear it. No, he's saying it the clearest. Bucking out the system like a fence in which a deer's in. The signs are all there, but they don't know which way to steer in. We shall never fear men. Don't get nowhere near sin. By Hashem Yeshaya, yeah, that's how you make them tears in. They pay no attention to the condition that we're in. We gotta get right and to the left, we ain't veering.
I never said I was perfect. In fact, my life was never normal. Trying to find some order, aligning my life up with the Torah. It ain't easy. In fact, it's massive storms up in the forefront. They eyes wanna visit something new, and it's easy if they call for us. We blinded, so we gon' be blindsided when the war comes. But told the scripture, but they just want sweet words and more songs. Don't call the heavens. Scared of Satan's remarks and knows who he is, cause he hates us for who we are. I just wanna serve him.
Yeah, cater like a waiter, cause that's the way to serve him. Like a server, like would you like some fries with your burger? Would you like the double size? And what flavor of soda? I just got to get to know you. Oh yeah, may I take your order? Prophesy the wind and the go across the border. So we gotta get it in, cause this time is growing shoulder. Got to get it popping like a shake of Coca-Cola. Bubble, fizz, that's exactly what it is. The slave is all a debt, so we similar to merchandise. You shy and pay the price of crisis like our proof of purchase. Yeah, I'm about to do my job and trump the dupes up to the surface. Children of the scriptures, we the greatest phenom. Returning to the Father like a refund, you dig? The Bible is my itemized receipt, you dig? If you're not dealing with this, then you dealing with deceit. Yeah, the Hebrew and the Greek, perfect simply means complete. Let's get it.